Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
For insight into the Broncos' dealings in free agency, Nikki Javala of The Athletic joins us. Nikki, let's just walk this Broncos-wise, what's going on. Talk to me about losing DJ Reader. How close were they, and why did they lose out on him?
They weren't that close.
Really? Why?
Contrary to some reports out there, I mean, there was a big difference between what the Bengals offered and what the Broncos came in at.
Where were the Broncos coming in?
I don't know the specific numbers. I was told it was not close. I was told that was their top target, but DJ Reader was interested in getting top pay, and the Bengals gave him that. He's the highest paid nose tackle in the game now. And the Broncos, it appears their game plan now is to go more middle tier for the rest of free agency and kind of look at guys that they can add on the line. It, you know, certainly opens up the door for Mike Purcell to be the starter there.
Okay.
If they re-sign him. But, yeah, I mean, they still have a ton of holes to fill, so they don't want to overpay at one position.
What about two guys who played here, Shelby Harris and Derek Wolfe? Is that door closed for those guys, or does the losing of DJ Reader, I know he's in more traditional nose tackle, does that make those guys now a possibility?
I would never say never, especially in this league and with this team. It still seems pretty unlikely in my mind, just from everything I've heard. I know Shelby Harris, he'll get significant money, and the Broncos have been unwilling to pay that. Derek Wolfe's situation is interesting. His family is here. I know he has drawn interest from other teams. So for him, it may come down to, you know, whether he wants to stay here for family and likely take less, or if he wants to go get the most value out of what could be his last NFL contract. So that could be factored into the decision for Derek Wolfe. The door's not closed completely, but kind of depends who they go after. You got to think that, you know, Draymond Jones is going to be a starter at D end, probably Purcell at nose tackle, though, you know, Danny Shelton's still out there too. And then they go and get another D end, whoever that is. So nothing's completely shut yet, but I would just say it's still kind of unlikely.
What's their interest, if any, in Melvin Gordon?
Last I heard, they were interested, but it wasn't categorized as strongly interested.
Nikki, D-Mac and I just finished up right before you got on the call, kind of arguing back and forth whether the Broncos have gained ground on the rest of the teams in the AFC West. What would be your answer to that question?
No. I do like their additions. I shouldn't say it that negatively. They traded for a number one corner. They can still get another corner, and they're still interested in doing so in free agency. I love Graham Glasgow as, you know, a guard center wherever they choose to use him. I think he's a huge upgrade on that line, and they continue to invest in that, which I think is important. They're just getting started in my mind, but, you know, as far as compared to what other teams have already signed, I mean, I look at Oakland and the defense they're building over there.
Yeah.
They're paying a good bit of money, but they're really bringing in some interesting names, especially at inside linebacker. And then you still have the Chiefs to compete with. I mean, the one I would say, obviously, they've gained ground on is the Chargers. I don't know what they do at quarterback now over there.
They draft Herbert. They draft
Herbert. Yeah, probably. There's really no other. Yeah.
Right.
But it makes the draft, you have to get somebody in the draft then, you know?
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I was even wondering if Tom Brady, and we're hearing reports now that he'll end up with the Buccaneers, but there was a moment earlier today I was like, wow, Miami would make a lot of sense for Tom Brady too, even if they were to draft Tua Tagovailoa, but I don't know. They backed up.
I thought all along it was going to be the Chargers. I didn't really have good insight on that. I just thought, you know, it's a big market.
I think it was. I think they went right down. I think they negotiated. Nikki, they definitely were in talks with the Chargers. I think it came down to money. And I think Tom Brady simply chose more money. And there's no
why not?
Well, that's it. And this whole thought of, like, best team to win and all this other fancy crap, this was all about validation for Tom Brady, in my opinion. And so whoever was going to offer him the most money is where he was going to go. The end. And it turned out to be Tampa.
Do you think him or Gisele is going to make more an average annual value?
Gisele is. And by the way, this is what people don't understand, too, about rich people. Not that I'm rich, Chad, or Nikki.
People don't understand about rich people.
But here's let me
tell you. Tell us, D-Max.
Give us the insight.
Let me tell you about rich people. They live in the world. They don't live in one place. They live in the freaking world, okay? When you can hire private planes to take you wherever you want to go, whenever you want to go there, and you have multiple domiciles when you end up there, they're not standing in line at baggage claim. I don't know if people get what it's really... Chad, what was it like to be on a private plane, to be picked up by private transportation, to walk into a hotel room where the key was waiting for you at the desk, to walk into your room? What was that like?
Quite ballerific. Quite ballerific.
And
every
what was
single
it
time.
Like when you had to go back to standing in line?
Right.
I'm on a clear pass, so I don't stand in line at the airport anymore.
Oh, my God. You know what Nikki means.
What was
it like to go back into the real world?
It's the real world. It's humbling. It's a step down. It clearly is. There's no doubt about that.
Right. Tom and Gisele will never live in the real world.
They'll never have to step down. Absolutely correct.
So who cares? Tampa, Miami, Cleveland, Chicago. It doesn't matter to them. All right, Nikki, I'm getting all fired up. You know, a little insight here.
If we had 22 Janos, we would be all right.
Break down this deal. It's Andy Janovich for a seventh rounder and a bunch of deflated footballs to the Browns.
Yeah, that was kind of in the works for quite a bit. I mean, as soon as they
really?
Had Pat Shurmur, you know that. They had been talking about it. I mean, they gave Andy Janovich a 3-year extension, and then they changed offensive coordinators and bring in a coordinator who really doesn't have
the
use for a traditional fullback. So, you know, he's a good player, and they got something in return. So,
a seventh-round pick for next year, is that something?
Yeah,
just kind of
better than nothing, I guess, right?
You know, if I'm not mistaken, he's the second fullback that we lost to the Browns.
Yeah.
Peyton Hillis.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. How about that for a little Broncos trivia? Yeah. And Connor McGovern goes to the Jets. We're not surprised because of Glasgow. And what else?
I was a little surprised. I thought it would be a formidable line if they kept him at center and Glasgow at guard, or switch them even and move Connor back to right guard and Glasgow at center. But
no, I would just we should all do a little homework on Tyler Biadasz. I will tell you this, man, oh man, oh man. Well, I have so much respect for the Broncos. If like how they got Dalton Risner in the second round, if they could get Tyler Biadasz in the second round, that would be sweet.
With Munchak there, don't discount it.
I mean, the
moves they've made so far have been huge upgrades.
I agree. I think the Broncos have done great, all things considered. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot of evidence, Nikki, that Elway smartly is just really trusting the guys around him, and he's listening, and Vic Fangio is having a tremendous amount of influence, and it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
Feels different to me. I don't know how you feel it.
Well, I don't want to insinuate that Elway didn't listen to his guys before. I just think Munchak is, and I mean, this is what he does. This is what he knows. I mean, he's done this at stops in the past where you just kind of take a, you know, patchwork group of guys and turn them into a really solid line. And that's what he's doing. I mean, nobody ever expected the line to be great overnight, but I think even year over year, the upgrades he's made have been significant. So,
all right, the final tribute, Connor McGovern.
Irish? Not Irish? Who cares? Happy St. Patrick's Day to Connor McGovern.
I'm going to say Irish. Chad?
Irish.
Nikki?
No.
Really? Connor McGovern's not Irish?
I'm Googling this right now.
The dude's name is Connor McGovern. How in the world could Connor McGovern not be Irish?
I don't know. Things happen. I'm Indian. Thanks. My name's Nikki. I mean,
your last name's Javala.
Yeah, but whatever.
Kind of a giveaway.
Yeah, you're not Nikki Smith. You're not.
You know, I could be. You don't know that.
You could. Are you?
No.
No, I'm not. I am definitely
All right, Nikki, we
Thanks,
love
Nikki.
This was enlightening. Thanks for the tutorial on rich people, D-Mac. I appreciate that.
I guess if I got to help, I got to help. I'm here for you. Thank you, Nikki.
Appreciate it. Good looking out.
Nikki Javala, not Nikki Smith.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.